Okay. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for opening my eyes, opening my ears, and opening my heart, because I want to understand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. When we look at God's Word, sometimes we underestimate the ability of the Lord to, let's say, give us pieces to the puzzle that we don't understand. And for me, I want to take you for a short ride to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. A lot of times we misunderstand some of the things that he wants to show us. But this particular chapter will, I pray, open you up to the reality that those that have gone into the other realm are not that far from you. And if God is willing and you're wanting, He'll open your eyes and you will see. He'll open your ears and you will hear. He'll open your heart and you'll understand. Because without God explaining and opening us up, the Bible becomes like a puzzle that doesn't make a great deal of sense. But when His Holy Spirit is released, He teaches you all things. Not some things. All things. So verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. What is a witness? If I took you to the district court tomorrow and I wanted you to witness for someone, could you just stand there and say, I went to church last night and I'm a witness? Yeah, you've got to say what you saw, what you heard. You had to be present in order to testify. And a lot of people take it lightly that you can be a believer and never be a witness. Well, that's kind of silly. If you've never tasted of the goodness of God, how can you witness to someone else? And I can tell you that when I shared with you guys about the sale of the house, it's been 61 years. That's a lot of years. And God knows what He's doing, even if I don't understand. And sometimes we want to hold on to something, and God says, it's time to let it go. It's time to release. But God's presence around you and His witnesses around you are not just one little piece. Can you kind of imagine a big cloud in front of you, and how many droplets of water there would be in a big cloud that you see in the heavens? Millions. Yes or no? Yeah. Could you count them? Why does God use the word cloud? Yeah. See, I'm trying to puzzle you a little bit so that you can be intrigued into getting nosy. And if you get nosy enough with God, He'll make it clear to you. I can tell you that the cloud of witnesses can be seen with your naked eye. You say, well, I want that. Well, good. I want you to be jealous, because I've had that happen to me. More than once, I've seen the cloud of presence of God. Then he says, you know, we are surrounded. It means that the heavenly realm is not a million miles away. You're not going to be taking a trip out there in order to touch heaven. Think about it. If tomorrow morning you got up And it was a real heavy smog or fog. Would you have a hard time to drive? Why? How many know when it's really rainy and cool and the snow is melting and you get that heavy, heavy fog, most of your cars have what? Fog lights. Why? Because of the particles. They're so thick. And I've seen fog so thick that you can't even see across this room. Even with fog lights. Why is it that we think that heaven is a million miles? When he says we're surrounded. A cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Every one of us has a race. We don't have to go any further. Every one of us are on a course to go forward. And if we acknowledge that God's got his angels all around us, that should help the journey. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm all by myself and nobody really loves me. Now, I know you've never cried those boo-hoos, but I know they're pretty familiar with some people because they're always looking at the dark side and there's no hope for us because when God gave out gifts, he forgot. He passed right by my house. And I remember, you know, hey, I've got two sons, two grandsons, and some great-grandchildren, actually seven of them. And you know what? The nine-year-old, she's going to be 10 next week. She's 9 but going on 20, and of course today, she slept over last night, and I looked at the kitchen table, and there's this black thing on the kitchen table because they played cards last night. Her and her grandmother. I said, Gabby, what is that thing? Oh, she says, that's my eye makeup. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. You're not even 10 and you got to start making pretty. Well, she says, I have a new boyfriend. Oh, come on. New boyfriends at 9? So I'm getting used to it because it usually lasts about a week to 10 days, and then we get another new one. If they behave, they stay focused. If they misbehave, well, we'll get another one. And why? She's surrounded by boys. Would you understand it if you were a guy and you were surrounded by women? Well, think about it. You'd have a different outlook if I said, we are surrounded by men and women from the heavens. That's what this is saying. You're surrounded by spirit beings. And you know what? They'll wait there for you to speak the word of God to activate them. I said to someone, not long ago, are you declaring what God says about you? Oh no, I'm feeling so bad today. I'm having a bad day. How many angels do you think are activated on those words? How many know there's a few demons that would love to fill in the blanks for you and make the day so miserable you think you're ready to go home and die quick? It's up to your mouth to speak because you can speak life or death. Amen? Amen. You can speak life or death out of your mouth. If you speak death, the demons will be activated. Common sense. If you speak life and light and love, who are you going to activate? The Lord's angels are going to go to work on your behalf. If I declare I am loved and blessed every day and this is the best day I've ever had, what happens? James 3, the power of your mouth can change your tomorrow and it can readjust your today. Huh. If you only knew how ugly I feel today, I need prayer so bad. Maybe it's your turn to pray. Just maybe it's your turn to be declaring how great it is. It's a wonderful day. This is the day the Lord has made. And as you declare, what happens? Circumstances begin to change. God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. Why do you think I know those by heart?
You say them.
I say them, and I had to shout at myself to wake me up because I used to be a downer. And it was easy to get me depressed. But I changed my vocabulary. Whenever I felt rotten, I would declare by his stripes I was healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Psalm 103, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases, and he renews me like the eagle. Why do I know it? Because I had to learn it, to put it to work in my own life. So, you know, it's important when you wake up in the morning and you look at your wonderful face in the mirror that you need to speak life to that person. Now look at your neighbor. Eyeball somebody. Come on. Eyeball somebody. Stay focused. Say, it's up to me to open my mouth.
It's up to me to open my mouth.
And to bless me.
And to bless me.
And I'll keep blessing you.
And I'll keep blessing you.
So I'm expecting you.
So I'm expecting you.
To do the same for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a good day tomorrow.
It'll be a good day tomorrow.
And it's going to be a blessed day tomorrow.
It'll be a blessed day tomorrow.
And we're going to have a good time tomorrow.
And we're going to have a good time.
And we're going to be blessed tomorrow.
And blessed.
And we're going to be blessed tonight on the way home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
Those angels are going to work. Because my mouth is going to confess.
And my mouth is going to confess.
That they're on the job and they're surrounding me.
That they're on the job and surrounding me.
And surrounding you.
And surrounding me.
And I'm canceling the negative.
And I'm canceling the negative.
And I'm canceling the works of the enemy.
And I'm canceling the works of the enemy.
In case you forgot, he'd like to kill you. The enemy is Satan. And his friends. And he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. John chapter 10. You know, if you take it seriously, you'll start changing your vocabulary. And when you're brushing your teeth, you won't say, I wish I didn't have to get 3 more hours of sleep today. Oh, I'm up so early. You know, the only friend you have is your pillow. That's horrible. Amen?
Amen.
You should have the Holy Spirit on the job, ready to give out what?
Life.
Wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge of the Lord, and the Spirit of Christ. Amen? Verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. The author and the perfecter. Notice it's not you that's going to do the work. Yes or no? Who's going to do the work? Jesus. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, what's going to happen? Things are going to change. Notice the writer says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The results are obvious. If you keep focused on the problem, you will get weary and you will lose heart.
Amen.
Let's close your eyes. Father, these words can change anybody who chooses to honor them. And I'm asking tonight that there would be a hunger created on the inside of their hearts by you, Lord, so that they can start declaring what God says about them instead of their emotions and feelings. And all the testings and trials that have been ongoing can be pulled down and taken apart as the lies are exposed. I give you praise, Lord Jesus, as you continue now to counsel these from the cloud of witnesses that surrounds them. Let them hear what your Spirit is speaking tonight so that they can be changed and radically alive in God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Any questions? We're going to have a bright day tomorrow. They even said we're going to have 60 degrees. Yeah, that's what I said. It's still February. But you know what? February's good.
Father, what match right grace? Father, what match right grace? Father, what match right grace?